Hello, GWA Backstage. This is Singing with the Siren, Lesson 2. Thank you for joining me again. I'm so sorry that it took me so long to get Lesson 2 up. It's been a crazy couple of weeks with getting sick, and I went away a little bit for a little vacay, and then just had some people moving in and out. So it was just a little bit of a stressful, busy time. So I finally got time to record, so here we are. So I hope that Lesson 1 was helpful. I hope that you've been practicing your breathing, and then that is making sense for you. If you have any questions, concerns, feel free to message me, comment on this or the other video, the other audio, and I will get back to you. I can't talk today, so that's really good that I'm recording. So today's lesson, we're going to talk about warm-ups for your voice. Obviously, each voice is different and it's its own special snowflake. So some of the warm-ups we're going to do maybe won't feel right for you, and some of them will, and that's totally okay. If you have specific questions about your voice and about what warm-ups would be good specifically for you, feel free to message me and we'll see if we can get something where I can take a listen to your voice and kind of give you maybe a little bit more specific warm-ups that would help you for your needs. But the warm-ups I'm going to give you today are things that everybody can do. Our basic warm-ups that we would do in choir or anything like this. So we're going to do the warm-ups, and then I'll give you a little bit of tidbits of how to make the warm-ups a little bit more easier for you, or to just make them just a little bit more accessible and make the transitions smoother and things like this, okay? So, obviously, I'm a woman, and I can't sing in the men's range, so everything I'm doing, you can just do it an octave down. And I am not a great piano player. So I can break it up. I can play the warm-ups for women and then for men. But you know, we'll just roll with it and see what happens. So I'm gonna move my device over here and then we're gonna rock. All right. So first thing, we're going to do are called lip trills. Lip trills go like this. Just like that. Okay? So for men, it's gonna be down here. Alright? So we're just gonna go up and down the scale. So we're gonna start here. And we're gonna go up and down, okay? We're just gonna try it and sing along with me, okay? Ready and. Stop there for a second. Right now you're probably thinking, how much higher is she gonna make me go? Or maybe you're doing great. But just one little tidbit that I'm gonna give you to make these lip trills a little bit easier for you is if you keep the tip of your tongue where the bottom teeth meet the gums. So if you say the letter E for a second, E, you notice that the tip of the tongue goes there naturally, right? So that's called the E position. Pretty easy, pretty basic to remember that, right? So we want to make sure that the tongue is in that E position when we're singing, okay? Because E is the most free vowel there is, because the tongue is more forward, as opposed to ah, where the tongue can pull back. So for example, if I'm singing, if my tongue pulls back, then it's going to sound kind of muffled. So, then that's exaggerating, obviously. But can you hear how it's like kind of more muffled when that happens? So when the tongue is in the E position, it's just more clear. And it's going to make not only singing easier, but it's going to help you with your breathing as well. So that's something that you can try and take with you in all of your warm-ups and even in your daily singing. Try putting your tongue in the E position and see if it makes a difference, okay? So, now that we know E position, we're going to try those lip trills just again. We're going to go, let's go back to right here. Ready, and. Go maybe higher, or you can go lower. It's up to you. You can also go and then go down if you want to, or you can go like that if you want. So there's variations you can do, depending on what you want to do. Okay, so those are lip trills. If you are like, I'm not in an area or a place where I can do lip trills right now, but I still want my voice to feel warm, but I can't make a lot of sound. Well, then you can do dry lip trills. Dry lip trills are, instead of going when you're making noise, they're just like that, okay? So you can do those. So yeah, those should be helpful for you. So now we're gonna do another warm-up called flaw, 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 F-L-A-W. So these go like this. Just like that. Even the siren sometimes needs a reminder. We're all learning together. Okay, so let's take it a little bit lower. So let's go right here. So what we're gonna do is we're just gonna go fla fla fla. Okay? Ready and fla 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 fla. Fla 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 fla. Fla 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 fla. Now, make sure that you keep your tongue in that E position, okay? My tongue was pulling back a little bit, even though I forget sometimes. So I have to remind myself, and I'm going to remind you at the same time, to make sure that your tongue is in that E position, okay? So say E. Just say E. You don't have to make it like E or anything. Just natural how you would say E, okay? So let's try it again. Fla, fla, fla. Ready, and. Fla, 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 fla. Fla, 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 fla. Fla, fla, fla. Sure that in these fla fla flaws, that imagine that our cheeks are just really flexible and stretchy, okay? So it's really gonna be like just fla 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 like that. So for a second, let's just do that. Fla 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 fla. So if you shake your head, just let your jaw go, just let everything kind of drop, okay? Fla 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 fla, just like that, okay? Cool. If anything doesn't make sense or you need more clarification, just let me know and I will help you out either one-on-one, or I can address these more specifically in individual or like in another lesson, okay? Okay, so now that we've done our lip trills and our fluff-fluff-fluffs, we're going to move on to ha-ta-ha-ta-ha. Okay, so these go like this. Hotter, 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 hotter. Okay, and we're gonna go down. Ready, and. Start higher and go lower. You can start lower and go lower, depending on your voice. And I apologize for my terrible piano playing. Not the best, but hey, that's okay. This is not piano lessons, for good reason. Cool, so those are ha-ta-has. Make sure that you keep your tongue, like I said before, in the E position. And when you're breathing, make sure that it's almost like you're moaning out the breath through the line, okay? Does that make sense? I hope so. good. Let us try going on another exercise. So this one we're going to try. Let's go. So these ones, a little bit more tricky, but I think we can try them, okay? So these are these go like this. Flow, 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 flow. So we're just alternating back and forth between fla and flow, okay? Fla, 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 fla. Okay? So let's try it. Ready, and. Fla, 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 fla. If you can't do that warm up, that's okay. Just remember to keep your tongue in the E position. Remember to keep moaning out the breath. And think for a second that your jaw hinges, so at the corner of your face, right? When you open and close your mouth, you feel these muscles on the side of your face, right? Kind of move. Those are your jaw hinges, okay? So you want to make sure that those are very flexible. So you can do massages there. So you can take your hands and just put little circles on the side until they feel loose enough. And it's going to feel like they're just very loose. So when you're singing into the top notes, it's almost like you're stretching into those notes with your jaw being released and the breath being moaned out, okay? So instead of it being like, if it was really tight and it wasn't being released, it'd sound like this. Right? Let's listen to that again. This is what not to do. I'm holding onto my jaw very tightly and I'm not really releasing my breath, okay? So instead, it's gonna be like this. So, you might hear the difference, you might not. If you can't hear the difference, just rewind and listen to it again. So, I can even feel myself that there's way more, it's just easier, there's more ease to get into those notes, it's more consistent, and it flows just nicely. Okay, good. Alright, so now we're going to do another warm-up. This one, we're going to go low. So this goes like this. My, oh my, oh my. Just my, oh my, oh my, okay? Ready, and. My, oh my, oh my.
My, oh my, oh my, 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 my, oh my, oh
So however high and low you can go, that is up to you, okay? All right, so I'm going to teach you two more warm-ups, and then that will be it for today, okay? So we're going to do something. We're going to go back up here. Actually, we're going to go up here. It doesn't really matter where we start, because you can start wherever you want. But this one is called what I call these humming and chewing. Pretty easy, pretty basic, right? Who came up with that title? So basically what we're going to do is we're going to hum and chew. Wow. So it's going to sound like this. So as I'm humming, I'm chewing. I'm letting, and what that's going to do is that's going to help loosen up the jaw, okay? So let's try that. Ready, end. And so forth. You can go lower, keep going. If you can start higher and go, that's cool too, okay? All right, so now the last thing we're gonna do is one of my favorite warm-ups. This is what I do at the end of each warm-up. It's kind of like a way to just make sure that we're all warmed up in the whole part of our range. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna do these things called vocal sirens. Oh, look at that! Sirens! It's like I invented this or something. But I didn't. This is what it's actually called. Or vocal sighs, whatever you want to call it, okay? So what we're going to do is we're going to go like this. Ooh! We're literally going to sigh our whole vocal range. So we're going to start at the bottom, and we're going to go to the top, and then all the way back down again, okay? So it's like making a big circle. I had taught a little girl once who called these around the world, because she would make like the circle motions with her hands, and she's like, it's like we're going around the world, and I thought that was the cutest thing in the world. So if you want to call them that, that's cool, but that we're going to try them, okay? So we're going to start from the bottom and go to the top and then go right back down again. Okay, ready? Ooh! Good. I'm going to tell us to do it. I'm going to tell us, wow, Saren. So we're going to do it one more time. And this time, I want you to go as low and as high as you possibly can. And I'm going to make you do a big circle with your hands. And I know you're going to do it because I'm asking. Okay? So let's try it. Ready? Good. Okay, everybody. So those are basic vocal warm-ups that you can practice, okay? Now, if you want more specific warm-ups, let me know. If you're finding things are feeling tricky, or you're like, I don't really know how to do this, or something feels funny, or my voice doesn't exactly work with this, any sort of questions, please message me, comment, and I will try to my best of my ability to help you and to give you kind of one-on-one advice. But those are things that you can practice. Remember to keep practicing your breathing and kind of take lesson one and take lesson two and put it together, okay? So thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a great musical day and enjoy singing.